Welcome back to Talk with the Trainer. I'm here with Courtney. Courtney's a fitness specialist at CCM Wellness Center. And each month, we bring you a quick tip to support your health and wellness. And this month, we're talking about something simple, Courtney, but surprisingly very powerful, writing things down. Thanks for being here, Courtney.
Thanks, Paul. I love this topic because people often underestimate how big of an impact tracking your workouts and even writing down moments of gratitude can really have a positive outlook on your fitness and your mindset.
So, Courtney, let's start with how about gratitude? How does something as simple as jotting down what you're grateful for affect your overall health?
Well, the research is pretty compelling. Harvard University found that regular gratitude journaling can boost optimism by up to 15% and even improve sleep quality by around 25%. Another study shows that people who keep gratitude journals actually exercise more and report feeling more positive overall. When you pause to recognize something good, big or small, it shifts your mindset from what's lacking to what's going well. The mindset carries over into your workouts, your motivation, and your overall well-being.
Well, that's pretty impressive. So what does it look like in a practical sense for someone going to the gym?
It can look incredibly simple. Honestly, before or after your workout, if you write down one thing you're grateful for, it could be your strength, your health, your determination, or even just the fact that you showed up today. Some days are hard to show up, and so giving yourself that gratitude really goes a long ways. Gratitude keeps you grounded. It's a reminder that your fitness journey isn't just about outcomes. It's about appreciating your body and what it can do.
Mm-hmm. So the second part, Courtney, of your tip this month is about tracking workouts. Why is that so important, to track your workout?
Yeah, so tracking your workouts does two big things. First, it shows your progress. And two, looking back on that your strength and endurance or consistency improves, it's incredibly motivating. So there's the second point really, though, is it's accountability. When you write things down, it becomes real. And when you see your workouts stacked across a month or a week, it really enforces the effort you're putting in and gives you a confident boost.
That's exactly right. I have personal experience with that, Courtney. I have of course, there's thousands of apps for tracking workout, but I have a Map My Walk app, and every morning I go for a walk, I start it, and, you know, I like what you said about there, you know, you can look at your workouts that you've done in the month or 2 months, and you go, wow, I've done a lot. I've walked about every day, and I'm up to 30 miles a month or whatever, and it's kind of encouraging and inspiring, really, isn't it?
Yes, it definitely is. I like that app that you have. I have one that's very similar. It's Map My Run, and I do the same thing. I look at, like, my pace and things like that and how far I've gone. So I completely and appreciate seeing those loggings that we have.
Yep. Well, I'm not a runner, so I'll just stick with Map My Walk app. How about that?
Nope, that's great.
Okay. All right, Courtney, I imagine that could really help people who feel like they're not making progress to track your workouts.
Yeah, exactly. Without writing things down, you only have your memory to rely on, and our memory tends to downplay our wins. And so grabbing a notebook or a calendar, even the notes section in your phone, whatever works. I take screenshots on my phone of maybe the treadmill screen of what I ended it on. And then that way, every rep, every set, every workout counts. And you can see it on paper, you can see it on looking back on your screenshots or wherever it is that you are moving forward. And even on days it doesn't feel like it, you know you are making progress.
Okay. For someone listening right now, who wants to give this a try, huh? What's an easy way to start, Courtney?
Yeah, great question. So I recommend starting small. At the end of your workout, jot down two things. One, what did you do for your main exercise, or even a total time of how much you worked out? And two, one thing you're grateful for. That's it. It takes less than a minute, over time, you'll start to see patterns, progress, and a big shift in your mindset.
I love that, Courtney. And what's the big takeaway for listeners this month on our tip?
Yeah, the biggest takeaway this month is to really focus on what your body can do, not what it can't. Write down your workouts to see your progress. Write down your gratitude to stay grounded. And together, they turn every workout into a meaningful win.
Okay. Good, Courtney. Before we close, if someone wants to become a member of CCM Wellness Center there in Montevideo, how can they do that?
Yeah, great question, Paul. So we invite them to come into the Wellness Center, and when you come in the double doors, you'll see the front desk. We'll be able to help you get signed up for a membership, take you for a tour. If you haven't had a tour of the facility yet, it really doesn't take long to get signed up. So we would love to connect and talk with them.
All right. Thanks, Courtney. Great advice today, and thanks again for joining us for this month's Talk with the Trainer. And we'll be back next month with another tip to help you build a healthier and happy routine. Thanks, Courtney.
Thanks, Paul.